Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Vatakia with you this Tuesday morning. I'm sure you've all heard of the story of the hare and the tortoise, with the moral of the story being that slow but steady wins the race. Now, that is something that the market is trying to replicate, I guess. Now, the Nifty has gained for 5 days in a row now, having gained almost 600 points from last Wednesday's low itself, which was 21,530. It made a new high on Monday, but on lower volumes. But as there were new highs, the index also fell from those levels. So what should you be doing today? Well, for starters, Monday's high of 22,186 will be the first level to watch, post which there is 22,200, where there has been some call writing for this Thursday's weekly expiry. Now, it'll be interesting to see whether the market has enough strength to head further higher after the moves that we have seen over the last 5 days. Now, it's not only the Nifty which is showing signs of exhaustion at higher levels, having corrected 60 points yesterday from the new highs. Even the broader markets are seeing some bit of cooling off from higher levels, with the mid-cap index having given up 200 points from Monday's high. I'll tell you the good bits and the not-so-good bits about the Nifty Bank. Let's get the not-so-good bit out first. The 46,700 level continues to remain a hurdle for the index. It could not sustain above those levels on Monday as well. Now, ICICI Bank stepping up on Monday was a positive because it was the top contributor to the Nifty gains, but that was undone by the underperformance of HDFC Bank, Axis Bank, and even IndusInd Bank for that matter. So what's the positive? The positive bit is that the index is making higher highs and higher lows on the charts, which means that Monday's intraday high and low were both higher than the ones we saw on Friday. So it's an interesting tug of war between the Nifty Bank, between the bulls and the bears, and we'll be right here to tell you who prevails in this one. Now, global cues remain absent as the US markets were shut overnight. Asia has also opened on a mixed note and not much coming out of there as well. The Chinese market showed no enthusiasm whatsoever after they reopened after the Lunar New Year holiday to all the stimulus measures that were announced, but no reaction there as well. Some interesting stocks that are there on our list today. L&T had declined yesterday after CNBC TV 18 had reported about the cancellation of some bidding process from Saudi Aramco. The company has clarified that their order pipeline in West Asia continues to remain strong, and even India is providing a significant opportunity both on the upstream and the downstream front. The Whirlpool of India, we don't talk about this stock very often, but last year we had mentioned that the promoter entity is planning to sell some stake in the India business to pare down some debt at the group level. Now, a block has been launched yesterday where 24% equity is likely to be sold, which is said to be worth over $450 million. And the floor price of 1,230 rupees a share is a 7% discount to Monday's closing price. Now, that is a CNBC TV 18 exclusive. There has also been some important management reshuffles at Kotak Mahindra Bank. The details can be read on our website, cnbctv18.com. Now, we'll also watch out for some follow-up action on Coal India, if there is any, after yesterday's significant drop that we saw towards the close of trade. While brokerages like Nuvama and Motilal Oswal continue to remain bullish on the stock, Equirus is seeing a sharp drop in its earnings, and it has even given it a target of as low as 300 rupees. So we'll watch out for Coal India today. Vibhor Steel Tubes, now that is going to be making its stock market debut today. The IPO had seen bumper subscription of almost 320 times, making it the second most subscribed Indian IPO in history. We'll keep an eye out on that one as well. Lastly, Biocon is back in the F&O ban after a one-day break, while Balrampur Chini and Delta Corp are out of the F&O ban. Now remember, Delta Corp will be excluded from the F&O segment starting the 1st of March 2024. That's all for today, but before we leave you, yesterday was a momentous occasion for us at CNBC TV 18 as our YouTube subscribers crossed 2 million. We thank you all, our dear audience, for your love and support, and we hope we keep getting that in abundance while we strive to bring to you the best in the business as we always have. Have a wonderful trading day and stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.